Good morning. You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2018, and we're in the Crossville space, and I'm with Lindsay Ann Waltrip, the Vice President of Marketing. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm great. It's my birthday. It's a fab day today.
Is that right?
It is. Oh,
okay.
Mine was recently.
I didn't realize we were...
Aquarians.
That's
yes.
Right. Okay. So let me ask you first. This show seems to be high energy. A lot more people. Are you getting the sense of that?
You know, I love it when Surfaces happens alongside the Las Vegas market or when KBiz is out here at the same time, because we do get more traffic at this show. And more importantly, we get more designer traffic. So all of these wonderful designers can see what's new, what's now, what's next from all the manufacturers and get really inspired. So that's probably some of the energy that you're feeling.
We got a press release this morning that you're introducing Java Joint at this show this year. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, Java Joint is a new calibrated product in 12 by 24 and mosaics along with a great trim package. It's actually right behind you.
Okay.
The linear striation trend continues to grow strong. And so we wanted to bring something a little softer, a little bit more organic than our traditional shades product, but along the same line. So we're showing that in the booth, and like you said, it just launched yesterday.
Yeah.
So this the sneak peek, the Facebook Lives, interviews like this are the first time that some of our dealers and even our distributor people will have a chance to see this product.
What does that mean? If somebody wants it, they got to wait 6 months to get it?
No, everything is produced already. It's sitting in the warehouse. If you saw it here today and you wanted to place an order and a specification, we could ship that on your distributor's next truck.
Okay, now another thing that you're talking about is how everything kind of works together and blends. Now, tell us a little bit. That's a strategic decision. Tell me about that.
It is. So last year, Crossville decided to make a personnel investment into our product management team and to really look at our strategy for launch. One of the results was a product like Java Joint where we were needing products at different price points. But another strategic advantage for us and a look at was how a different color variations, and we are working with different colorists now. And when we were assembling the booth, we realized how much coordination there is. And I say coordination because it's not matchy-matchy, but on-trend coordination there is between all of our lines. So as you walk through our booth, you've got our porcelain panel programs mixing with our traditional tile. You've got glass that's mixing in with our traditional tile, and all the colors really work together to give the designer the most complete package that we're able to do their job. And so to further emphasize that and also to play off the Java Joint, we've kind of created in our booth space this Bold Blends coffee shop. So every morning from the start of the show until 1 o'clock, we are serving up our own creative solutions and lattes and mochas and everything you need to get yourself jump started for the day.
What's this fortune teller doing over here in the corner?
So with Bold Blends, we took it one step further because fortune favors the bold. People who make bold design decisions, who make bold business decisions. So with fortune favoring the bold, we did include Zoltar, our fortune teller. So we've got him stocked full of custom Crossville fortunes. And three different people are going to, as they pull their fortune, win a Coffee of the Month Club membership. We had somebody win this morning,
okay.
Actually. It's just kind of a fun thing to learn a little bit more about the product with your custom fortunes and have another touch point in the booth that brings a little bit of a buzz and interest.
So, you know, I started right into product after we talked about the buzz of the show. I do want to remind our listeners a little bit about Crossville. Crossville, the number two market share leader in tile in the United States, privately held, family-owned company, and you have the inverse of what a lot of other tile companies have. 80% of your business is specified commercial, and about 20% is residential, and it's the opposite of that with most of the other brands, right?
That is true. Our bread and butter is commercial. When we're out here at Surfaces, it's a great West Coast or just overall retailer and installer show, though. And so it's always interesting. We get very different feedback from the attendees here about what we're showing. And what I love about what we do and some of the marketing aspects and elements that we do is Tile is beautiful, and it's up to the designer to determine how they're going to interpret that. And just because we're known and we're rated for commercial doesn't mean that it can't go into a residential space. It's the inverse is true. You don't really want to take a residential tile and put it into a commercial space. But if it can take the wear and tear of a shopping mall, it will take the wear and tear of a family of five and your dogs and your cats. And so I love that this show gives us the opportunity to show these retailers and even some of the residential designers. We had three in earlier this morning that are hot off of the KBiz show earlier this month to see how they might interpret and blend the tiles together to create a beautiful residential space.
Yeah, let's don't forget, you know, that the hospitality sector is a commercial sector.
Yes.
And most people go to a hotel room and say, oh, I'd love to do our house this way. And you do, you guys do real well in that sector. So, you know, this is the upscale look. You know, it's not all, it doesn't look like a bunch of marbles or a bunch of rocks, you know, which you can get that with other brands. Yours is all upscale refined, wouldn't you say?
I definitely would say that. Hospitality and healthcare are really strong markets, and it is a trend where you're seeing a blurring of the lines between residential and commercial because people do in their hotel space want it to feel more like home. They do, especially if you're going to have to spend some time in a hospital, you want it to be cozy and inviting, and actually some hospitals are being rated on aesthetics by their customers. You know, when we did our coffee bar here, it can very much be your local coffee shop. It could be a national account chain look, but there's also elements that, dare I say it, were inspired by Chip and Joanna Gaines and Fixer Upper, from our lighting choices, our planners, the rustic barnwood. So all of those things are starting to converge together to create some really interesting and natural design movement. I think it's great.
All right, Lindsay, it's great to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Lindsay Ann Waltrip, the Vice President of Marketing at Crossville here at Surfaces 2018, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.